Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne. This is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be abundance mindset and outcome independence. So I'm sitting here in front of the Great Wall of Vagina, obviously down in an undisclosed location in South Florida. Taking a break. I've been, almost like 4 weeks solid of like 3-4 days a week in the studio, 3 to 4 hours a day, recording the new audiobook of my book of quotes, my first book, I should say. As I think I mentioned in my last video, I've got it's probably going to end up being like 4 volumes of quotes of me reading different quotes in randomized order from all of my the videos and the articles I've done over the last 10, 12 years. And then just kind of freestyle a little bit, kind of like I do in the beginning of every video, because you guys have been asking me for years to put some books of quotes together. So the first one's done. We're just in the process of editing it. My goal is to get it out by early 2021. So with that said, I have a new shirt here. Check it out. It's got the nice logo. It'll probably be hidden down here because of the little bar in the video, but at least you get an idea for what it looks like. So it's got the big logo. I know you guys like the t-shirts. And we're going to talk today about the 3% Club. So this is an update from the, hold on a second. This is a video I did a couple months back called A True Alpha State of Mind. So one of the guys that was one of the two success stories that I went through in that particular video, he wrote an update because obviously he's still highly engaged and involved in my work. And so is his girlfriend, who happens to have a master's in psychology, which is really interesting. So obviously she's gotten involved in my work as well and read my book. And so we'll get feedback from a woman who has a master's in psychology, who is dating, obviously, a very, very good student of mine and a guy who embodies what I teach. And obviously they're both in the 3% Club because they get it. So with that said, I got a quote that I wrote, and then we'll go through his email because this is so important. He gives some good examples of having an abundance mindset, how she kind of tested him a little bit and broke his balls, and his response to her when she, because remember, women bluff to test. There was a video I did this past week where I talked about testing. And so here's one of the guys who's a great student of my work, and he details some things that his current girlfriend did to test his strength. And also he relays how also have being, outcome independent from things he wanted and how it helped him land a new job. Because this particular guy was the one that moved from where he was, where he knew everybody, to a completely new city and started all over, had to make a new group of friends, create a social life. Obviously he met the woman that he's in a relationship with now, so. It's a great example. That video did real well, and people seem to like it a lot. So I got a quote that I wrote, and I'm going to go through his latest success update. And the quote says, successful people have an abundance of possibilities in both their personal and professional lives. Competence and confidence attracts lots of opportunities. Being competent and confident communicates high value to others. Becoming a person of value is what gives every high achiever an advantage over almost everyone else. You attract how you act. Developing yourself by a commitment to incremental daily improvement in all areas of your life that are important to you will ensure that you will always have unlimited personal and professional options. And you can see this guy's success story, just like the first one that we did. It was called A True Alpha State of Mind. I don't remember if I mentioned that, but it's A True Alpha State of Mind was the original video newsletter we did a few months back with his first really good success story. So let's go through his email and see how well this has worked in his personal and his professional life. He says, hello, coach. I'm the poor schmuck that wrote in a couple of months ago. I had just come out of a 25-year marriage, and you actually ended up doing a video called A True Alpha State of Mind about my story. You're right about the fact that I'm in my early 50s and that I moved to a new location where I didn't know anyone. It was an incredibly difficult time, but it has ended up being an amazing experience. Well, your comfort zone is going to be where you're most uncomfortable. In other words, you're going to grow the most when you step outside your comfort zone. And this particular guy, 25 years in a relationship, moved across the country, if I remember right, 25 years. That's a long fucking time. Somebody's been in a marriage for 25 years. What's the average person going to be thinking? My life's over. That's it. The best years are behind me now. It's all over for me. Not this guy. Because he had this fucking handsome devil on his side. How to be a 3% man. And if this is your first video you're watching, if you go to understandingrelationships.com, all you got to do is subscribe to the email newsletter and you can get my second book and my first book. Second book being Master Yourself, first book being How to Be a 3% Man for free. And so this guy's embodied what I teach in both of these books. He's a self-reliant man, and that's what I'm all about. I'm a self-reliance coach, a life coach that teaches and specializes in self-reliance. And that means getting you to the point where you don't need me anymore. He says, one thing that I meant to emphasize during my email earlier, and that is how crucial the concept of outcome independence was in my success. In other words, you have a goal, you want to achieve something, but you're not attached to the outcome. You're okay if it happens, if it doesn't, because if it doesn't happen, that just means there's another better situation or opportunity coming down the road. When I was in real estate, oftentimes what happened when we were flipping foreclosure properties, something would happen, we'd have a title problem or something, and then the property would sit for 6 months before we could do anything with it. Or we get it sold, we're ready to close, and then the guy backs out the last minute or can't come up with his money. And almost 100% of the time, my attitude was always, well, we'll just make more money because we'll end up, you know, what would happen is the appraisal would come back and it would appraise higher than what we thought it was worth. Or the rehab budget would be a little bit under what we thought it was going to be because we tended to under-promise and over-deliver. And we always ended up making more money on the deals. And that was kind of always my mindset. We'd find another way to make it up or make more money. It was always nice when you did an appraisal and the thing would come back $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 higher than what we thought it was worth. So we could make a little bit more in an acquisition fee. And it was always nice when that happened. But it was a mindset. And plus, we were good at what we did. And I always tended to be a little more conservative when it came to those numbers, because if you fuck up and you overestimate what it's going to sell for, and you underestimate what the rehab budget's going to be, you could very easily lose money on a deal, and that sucks. Nobody wants to flip a house and lose money, and I don't think I ever really lost any. I think I broke even on a couple of them, but it's a tough business flipping foreclosure properties. But your mindset plays a big part, and obviously knowing what you're doing, being competent, because I was obviously very competent because I had a shit ton of experience in the industry. That's why I just simply didn't make mistakes, because I knew the stuff like the back of my hand. And that's what this guy is embodying. He's embodying competence because he's read the book dozens of times, and he's watched countless videos, and he applies it relentlessly. And on top of that, I don't want to give too much away. So you'll see how really cool his girl is and become involved in my work as well. He says, I'm still with the woman that I wrote about in the email, and she tells me constantly how I'm not like anyone that she's ever dated. Well, it's another reason why 3% is basically 3% dominate in every aspect of life. And most guys simply are not. If you're watching this video, you're already way ahead of 90% of the other people you're going to encounter in life, because most people won't even take the time to watch a video like mine, or much less read a book, and even much less than that, actually go out and apply it and get results and then get better. So if you're watching this, it's because you're the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme. He says, the funny thing is that I told her about you and your work. She actually bought and read your book and calls me your number one student. Nice compliment. I like this girl. I like her already. He says, before reading your book, she wasn't really happy about your teachings and thought that you were teaching men to play games. It's all a game. Love is playful and fun. You want to make a game of it. Not out of manipulation, but because it's fun, it's playful, you tease, you goof around. Life's hard enough, and there's enough bad shit going on in the world to be upset and miserable. You don't need any additional assistance to come up with reasons to not be happy. And so you want to be with a girl who's got a good fucking attitude and who likes to have fun as well. He says, now she understands that you're just teaching us to be the men that we were born to be. She has a master's degree in psychology and found your book fascinating. Truth is usually stranger than fiction. It's actually helped her to understand that it's incredibly important for her to be in her feminine. Absolutely. If she wants to keep you attracted and turned on and strong like bull and help the general stand at attention whenever it's required. The sexual polarity that it has created is amazing. There's no extra charge for that, bro. Goes with the territory. She totally gets it. We are both enjoying growing together. That is beautiful. Good for both of you. He says, back to the importance of outcome independence. Early in the relationship, she knew that I was still seeing other women. Because he has abundance. Because again, most guys are simply not willing to read a book like 3% Man and do the work. It's like you really don't have any competition when you apply the things that I teach, especially when you also incorporate the stuff in mastering yourself into your professional life. It's the wisdom that's in here, the stuff that took me a lifetime to acquire. It's like you're going to be the number one in every field or category that you're involved in. Because like Wayne Dyer used to say, it's never crowded along the extra mile. Most people just ain't willing to invest the time, the energy, or the work to become better. She tested me a few times. Once she went so far as to text me that she thought it was better if we didn't see each other anymore. You're lost, babe. And he says, I responded with a, well, I hate to hear that. I've enjoyed spending time with you, but I totally understand. Let me know if you change your mind. So this is really an important point from right out of 3% Man. He says, she knew me well enough by that point to know that my words and actions are definitely congruent. So, as the book teaches, a woman has to know that if she pushes you too far, you will walk and never look back. Women bluff to test your strength. She could have been smiling when she wrote that. She could have been like, he's a little cocky bastard. I think I'm going to not take him down a few notches. And she threw that in there to see how he would handle it. And his attitude was, you know, it's like I had a gun post that went out last week, part of the Instagram. I got a dozen plus emails from people going, I'm unfollowing you. I'm a liberal. Crying about gun rights. And it's like, I don't fucking care. I mean, so you're going to unfollow and no longer expose yourself to wisdom that's going to make your life better. So you're basically telling me you're unfollowing me because you got butthurt over a post that has to do with self-reliance. And you're going to cut yourself off from my work and you're going to stop your progression and your learning. My attitude was, whatever. Okay, you want to be less successful in life? Okay. That just sounds stupid. But okay, it's your life, bro. Or bros, I should say. It's like, you know, I call all kinds of names. It's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to teach truth. You don't like it? Fuck off. I don't care. I really don't care. Life is too short to put up with assholes anyways. It's just good to call a herd every now and then. He says, LOL, it was less than 60 seconds before she called me. Women bluff to test your strength. She couldn't believe that I was willing to walk away so easily. I like you. It sucks that, you know, he wasn't saying, well, fuck you, bitch. He was like, I hate to hear that. It sucks. That's not something I'm excited about, but hey, give me a call if you change your mind. He says, the beauty of it is I really was totally okay with it. Confidence and competence right there, ladies and gentlemen. I knew, he puts in big bold letters, that there would be another bus coming along in 15 minutes. Yep, he's a top tier guy. A woman like her, she don't meet many guys like this. So who had all the leverage in that situation? Most guys aren't willing to make the effort. He holds all the cards and all the keys to the kingdom, as it should be, because the men are supposed to be the leaders. The word lead means to go first. He says, I'm glad that it worked out the way it did. So am I. But what happened, happened, and it couldn't have happened any other way. And she respects you a lot more because of it. Because that communicates to her that she's got to be on her best behavior. She can't start being a loony cunt and expect you to put up with it. She's like, it'll hurt, but I'm going to replace you. That's always been my attitude. People, like, they don't get that about me. And it pisses them off, but it's, I don't care. I'm going to live my truth, man. We're all living in bodies that are going to die. Why don't I give a shit about what other people on the internet have to say about my life and my lifestyle choices? Like, I don't care. Follow it. If you want to apply it, great. If you don't, whatever. There's thousands of new people that will be right behind you, eager to learn about what I have to teach. So a handful of people that want to bitch and complain, whatever. You got to sort and qualify everybody. Not everybody makes it to the NFL locker room. And not everybody gets to stay in the Corey Wayne locker room. He says, but I'm also confident that we wouldn't be together today if I didn't stand my ground, but in a nice and even playful way. He was respectful. He was playful. But he also communicated that I'm fine with letting you go. Why would I want to be with a woman that has that attitude? Just comes out of the blue and says something like that. Sorry. Don't let the door hit in the ass on the way out. Even though you have a really cute ass, babe. Also, when I was moving to the new location, I got an interview for a great job in the new city. I was so comfortable. From the time that someone came out to take me back for the interview, through the interview, and until I left the building. Well, in Mastering Yourself, I go into extensive detail in my career and how I used these negotiating techniques and strategies that work that will put you as the number one candidate in all of your interactions and have different companies bidding to hire you. And you can fucking read it for free on my website, understandrelationships.com. It's fucking free. Because I know once you read it, you'll come back and go, I gotta get that audiobook. There's so much wisdom in there. I didn't even realize it until I was driving back to the hotel. The confidence of it'll all work out was just overwhelming. Again, just like I was talking about in the earlier about my real estate days. Hey, we'll just meet. I used to tell my partner, he's like, oh man, that deal fell through. I was like, that's all right. The appraisal just came back $5,000 higher. So we'll make an extra grand and we make more money. It was actually a good deal for us. Even though that guy didn't close, bailed out, canceled, whatever. It was like, we'll sell it to somebody else and make a little bit more because the numbers turned out to be better than I expected. It's actually better that way. We make more money in the long run. That's why infinite patience is so powerful. He says, your teachings have caused me to have a total confidence reset, but I must say that I made my growth a priority. You did the work, dude. That's the important thing. It took major effort and practice, and more practice. There, that's the important thing right there. Repetition's the mother of skill. You got to put the time in. You have to get better. You have to become okay with failing and not succeeding and other people laughing at you and bitching at you and complaining about your choices and how you're not living the way they think you should. It's like, fuck them. They can pound sand. True friends will celebrate you for it and they will encourage you and they will be with you every step of the way. Weak ass bitches, if you got them in your life, they're going to complain and whine and try to sandbag your success. You got to manage the distance with those people. Anyway, I wanted to emphasize how important the concept, no, the reality of outcome independence was, and is in my continued success. I've listened to your book, 3% Man, twice more since the last email, and things are still going great. Thanks again, Coach. How cool is that? You know, he's got all his success. He's not getting cocky. He's not getting complacent. He's still, because this relationship is new, and also he's in the honeymoon period at this point, he's still trying to get better. And that's great for him, and obviously I'm sure his queen appreciates that as well. So here's to both of you, and welcome to the 3% Club. Teespring.com has these beautiful mugs and these sweet shirt. And so if you have a challenge or a situation, whether it's personal or professional, and you'd like to get my help with it, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen, and book a coaching session with yours truly. And until next time, I will talk to you soon.